Yeah, that's it. Okay. Oh, that is where I went. Of course, you can't see, you can't tell what that is, but we rode horses, and that's me on that horse there.
Yeah?
One of them.
You a young girl?
Oh, yeah, that's my brother. And then when I finished Reiner's University, I taught school. 5 years. And this is my schoolhouse, and that's me, and that's my children, because you can't see much.
I can see it. Yes, ma'am.
And I lived up here, and I rode a horse.
Yeah, rode a horse to school?
Horseback. And one time, my horse stuck a nail in the foot, and Papa said, well, honey, there's not a thing here to ride but old Dan Patch. I said, put the saddle on him. Well, you know, we wore divided skirts, and that mule was afraid of that divided skirt. And they had to blindfold him for me to get on him. And they hauled gas with two mules or two horses and a tank on it. That's the way they delivered the coal oil to the gas. And this mule met that thing and scared him to death, and he struck out up the hill, up the bank, and through the field. And this Uncle John jumped off and came after me. I said, all right, Uncle George, I'm all right, just let him go. He put his head here and you couldn't turn him. He went like he wanted to go. Now, we got him back in the road, so he got all right. Let's see, I believe
you must have been a good horsewoman.
Honey, I was. Oh, here we are again. That's the whole school, the whole class, my whole class in there.
Yeah.
I'm on the back road, I think, along there somewhere about there. We all wore big bows on our back of our hair. Wasn't that something?
Yes, ma'am.
And married in 1916, and we had our wedding anniversary, golden anniversary, before my husband died in 1960.
Oh, that's wonderful.
He's been dead 7 years.
Died in when?
64.
Your husband was a farmer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I never didn't really know what he was. He called himself a farmer.
Yes,
he had, I know one time he had about 2,000 acres in cotton, and he had 1,000 acres in corn, and I don't know how many cows he didn't have. He had cows all over the world. There's 500 acres in this place. And of course he had other places and other interests, and then, he went to work for my uncle as a rider, overseer, they called him. And then he went on, worked on, I don't know how many years after we married, and finally, Uncle Charlie died, Uncle Charlie Emerson died. And then he just went on into the business. So it was a company, HS company was the business. And then he furnished all of his hands, you know. And that's how we made what we had. This niggers started working them on shares and furnishing them.
They were doing tent work, tent farming.
Cotton and corn, and we called them sharecroppers.
Yeah.
We furnished them and furnished what they ate. Of course, they paid for what they ate out of the crop.
Uh-huh.
And we furnished all the tools and all the feed for the mules and everything, and all the seed and everything, and they gave them half of it.
He had a lot of hands.
Oh, 500-600 niggers.
Good grief.
And when he went out of business, he just had an office. He got to where he couldn't handle it all. And he furnished from this office a good while. And then he finally just retired. And he had 5 old niggers, families, and he moved them here.
Mm-hmm.
And they all died here. All his, I believe there's one living.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, and